Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. This is Mama Seven, and we are in the classroom. I'm very excited tonight. It's been a great night, okay? Fast didn't kill me. Obviously, I'm still here, but it didn't labor me. It didn't tax me. All of the energy that I got going on in the house, I think we got a good flow going now. So shrine duty has been on steroids, and I'm still not done, but that's okay. I still have a night. I feel like I got a little bit more night. I've had the pleasure of speaking to some wonderful young people. I've had the pleasure of speaking to some phenomenal women. I am super excited about today. Super excited. And this is how we do. This is how we work. I'm glad that our technology is working. You know, we're not promised technology. It's not as reliable as you may think. I want to remind everyone, Sunday was the faith walk, and it was live. We had a live audience. It was so cool, and I was like, I think we're going to do this more on finding good reasons to be outside, reaching people. So the faith walk was live from Tampa, and it was awesome. It was awesome. If you get a chance, check it out. Check it out. Lots of good information there. And, you know, we were wrapping up our focus on one type of prayer and then moving into the focus of another type of prayer. And I love it because it allows us to, in our mind and in our spirit, journey to these additional understandings of prayer. You know, prayer is so important, but, you know, I don't think we speak enough about the diversity of prayer. So when Sister Faith came up with this idea that she wanted to address different types of prayers, I thought that was amazing. And so we're going to be moving into a different understandings of prayer this next month, next first Sunday. Powerful, powerful stuff. So, you know, if you ever are wondering, you know, kind of, well, why is prayer so important, or what makes prayer so important, or other types of prayers that make it important, spend some time studying. Go and check out some of the old shows. You know, give yourself an opportunity to learn what it is to be part of those understandings. Today is International Women's Day. Now, I can't say enough positive things about women, okay? You know, not just because I am one, not just because I came from one. In my opinion, women tend to be kind of underestimated in the past due to laws and myths and understandings. The treatment of women has not been the best. And even now, you know, it's 2023, and there's still some areas that we need improvement on when it comes to the women. So to open this up and to have this whole idea of women in spirituality, women of spirituality, how women behave, how women spiritualists behave, all of those things, I definitely think that this deserves some conversation. I absolutely adore it. I spent a lot of time studying women in spirituality. My style of mothering and my style of leadership is very women-focused. Not as much as others, but I do things from the perspective of a woman, even when I'm dealing with the men folk. And I deal with a lot of men folk. I love our brothers. I like to even represent. If they need somebody, to head up the men division, that would be me. As a woman, I like to have that. Still doing it from the perspective of a woman, no matter what. That's all my eyes can see. So that's how I operate. I'm a woman who holds space for men. I'm a woman still. So we're going to talk about women and spirituality. And I can tell you right now, from the phone lines that are lit, if you would like to comment, I'm going to tell you to press one very, very early, okay? Because we have so many people that want to speak, and that's a great thing. That's a great thing. I would love to hear about women and spirituality from your perspective. What have you seen? There's not a wrong answer tonight, okay? What have you seen? You know, you can even speak on what makes, you know, who influenced you. Who, when you saw them, you were like, this is it. This is it. And it doesn't even have to be what she said. It doesn't have to be the way she looked. It could be something, whatever struck you about this woman, that is what I want to hear tonight, you know, because as many of us that have had the opportunity to be around, you know, strong women, there are also some that have not, don't know, don't care to know. So we need to go ahead and let people know, hey, this is what it means to be a woman in spirituality. This is what we look for. This is how you act. This is how you respond. However, that's the conversation for tonight, and I'm really excited to be having it because there's a lot to learn from these conversations. You know, from this conversation, I believe in nuggets of wisdom, nuggets of first is knowledge, right? Knowledge is the word, that's the information. Wisdom is when you can take that knowledge and apply it towards your life. So I'm trying to give out nuggets of knowledge that I hope you'll turn into wisdom in your life. See? So this is where we are. You can press one at any time, but I really want to hear what makes you understand women and spirituality. What have you seen? And if you haven't seen what you're looking for, I'd like to hear that too. I have spiritual leaders on the line. And so it's always helpful to hear, hey, you know, this doesn't work for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of you always saying I have to wear it to the water, Mama Seven. You know, it's, you can say whatever you want. You know, let's share in what we know as feminine in spirituality. Let's share, and we can share a laugh, we can share a cry. We're going to share today and just kind of have that moment of rejoicing in this feminine energy, you know? So I love it. And this is not just for the women folk. Men folk can respond too. We just talking about women, right? So I love to hear it. Let's share. Let's do all this. So I have a caller that would like to speak. Love to hear, and this is how we kick off spirituality in women, okay? Greetings, welcome to the program.
Good evening, it's Melissa. How are you tonight?
This is Melissa. How are you?
I'm good, and I like the topic, and for some reason, my mouth wants to say this. I know that women and spirituality have been going on since the creation of the planet and the universe. I understand that.
Amen.
But, and I know that we are on a feminist movement, meaning
yes,
we're embracing more and more and honoring more of the feminine spirit, which is great. I love it.
Amen.
But I still cannot stand how women have been demonized in spirituality from different realms, let's put it that way. And
amen.
I am praying that we have a really good balance when this when this momentum, you know, comes backwards or whatever, however that flow goes. But when the momentum comes
right.
back around, I guess, I'm hoping we have a really good balance of the feminine, the divine feminine, and the sacred masculine energy, because that I really feel is what is missing all the way together where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
I just can't stand that, the demonizing of it. I mean, how Earth has been trashed, because that's part of it.
Absolutely.
How things are written, how things are restricted, how control is used. It's just so many different things. And so I'm glad we're getting, quote unquote, back towards our roots, back towards the beginning. We still have a long, long way to go, but I do hope that there's a true balance of that energy, because we can't have too masculine and we cannot have too feminine. We have to have that balance. And I know that's a tall feat, but I feel like once we find that, we will have found the meaning. I don't know. That's it. Love you.
Absolutely. Love you too, honey. Love you. Thank you for contributing to that. Now, let me tell you about this Omo Bachelor right here. Okay. Let me tell you about understanding, out of all of the Orishas, all of the angels, that Obatala energy has both masculine and feminine working together. So your head is naturally going to demand the respect and the duality of both. I get it. I completely get it. I am one of the few people that argue that point. I don't believe that it should be one oppressing the other. See, what we've seen in the past couple of years has been extreme oppression. There's not another word for it. It's been oppression. And so now, as women are on the rise, I hope and pray that we don't turn into the very things we've been fighting against and begin to oppress and disrespect and disregard the divine masculine. Or we'll turn around and we will become the very things that we said we didn't like. So 100%, I agree with you. I've had many conversations with that. I have many a sister that does not agree with me. They're like, hey, they had their time, we're having ours. No, they had their time and they were wrong. And I'm hoping that we can show them, hey, you don't have to be oppressive. If they were not both important, God would not have created both, right? But it's not about subjecting one over the other. So, yeah, I'm with you. I don't want to see, you know, it doesn't help anything. I have masculine children. I have male children. I don't want to see them oppressed. You know, I don't want to see them have to move to a servant role. I don't want to have to, you know, why can't we all work together in that? But in order for us to work together, there has to be a reconciling and understanding that this population, these women, have been oppressed. So it's important to have the conversation. It's important to stick it out there. We got to stick it out there, okay? Very nice. Very nice segue, because that lets us kind of set it up and say, hey, you know, women, there are women in spirituality. There's also men. Fantastic. But today we're going to focus on the women and really what it means to be a spiritual woman, okay? And what we've seen as examples of spiritual women. You know, I feel very honored to have had an example of, in my mother, of a woman and then a woman in spirituality. Back when spirituality was almost probably considered hippie stuff, you know? And so I've had this example all of my life, and it really helped me to gauge myself. I got an opportunity to see, okay, what kind of woman do you want to be? There's this kind. I had a great example. There's that kind. I've been around powerful, powerful women, spent a weekend with a couple of them just now in Tampa. So I have had the pleasure of being around some very strong, powerful women in spirituality. So I've got an opportunity to ask those questions. What about this woman here is impacting me? What is she saying, sometimes without opening her mouth? What is she doing? What example is she setting? And it's that kind of stuff that we have to start paying attention to, not just who's getting the most attention, but who is really working to make these things happen in the positive, okay? I got another caller that would like to speak. Let's grab the phone lines. I want to stay with the phone lines. You know, I want to say I'm so thankful for the phone lines. I love to hear hellos. I love to hear we're listening. I love to hear those point of views. There are no silly questions. I want to hear from you. So let's keep the phone lines going. I love it. We only have an hour, so get it in. Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the program. Oh, is this me? This is you. Oh, hey. How you doing, Mama 7? This is Tiffany. Oh, I am fantastic. How is your world sitting?
Wonderful. Missing you, though. I miss having you more around as one of my spiritual women that really have helped me become more of me. I'm still on that journey, but I love what y'all have said so far. And the only thing I'd love to add to the conversation is one of the ways I think we can get to that beautiful harmony between the masculine and the feminine is two very special words, and that's honor and respect. First off, we have to learn to honor and respect ourselves, our bodies, our minds, our thinking, so that we can lift each other as women and let all these stereotypes that have been conditioned upon us to think we have to be this type of way to one another and just drop that and let it go. And then once we are back in our right frame of mind work, then we'll be able to resonate with the male energies and balance our own male energies within so that we can show them, say, how we can show them a better way of being masculine through our femininity.
Absolutely. You would be surprised how much femininity impacts masculinity and vice versa.
Exactly.
And vice versa. And it's supposed to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I do miss. We would get together, family, I don't think you understand. We would get together, go to the park, and get lost in conversation about God, about kids, about mothering, about everything. And so, absolutely, I'm so glad that you called in and said hello. That is
absolutely. And you well, you wouldn't believe how big your children are now. So, I have to holler at you when you're not on the radio. But it was divine for me to pick up with you today because the Facebook post came through. And I was like, oh, today is Wednesday. Yay.
Yeah. So. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And kiss those kids for me. Kiss them for me.
I see you.
Amen.
You hear from me.
Look, family, oh, that was such a special treat. Women in spirituality. Yeah, so this women role, let me just talk about this for a second. Women roles, we're daughters, we're mothers, we're sisters. There's a couple of aspects to this role that women play. And that role of sister with spirituality, your spiritual sisters, oh my goodness, they help to keep you on path. They really, really do. So, oh, that was such a wonderful treat, such a wonderful treat. One thing I want to talk about is, and I need everybody, you know, I do program with pen and paper, and sometimes it's, right now it's the back of an envelope because I couldn't hold it, but you know, I want you to write down, how do I express my femininity in spirituality? How do I express it, okay? And by next Wednesday, you need an answer. How do you express it? How do you really put yourself out there? You know, how do you make sure that you are being positive in this interaction of being this spiritual being in this feminine wrapping, right? So I can tell you, one way that I work to be this part of the positive force in spirituality is I work on respect. My sister said it. I work on respecting other women, period. There's not enough of that going on. And until we get that, we're decreasing our own value. We've got to get more respect for our sisters, okay? Now, let me tell you, it's easy to respect the sisters that look like you. It is. You know, when you can see yourself, you be like, hey, sis, how you doing? I don't think a sister goes by who don't have locks that don't be like, hey, how you doing? How long you been on your lock journey? And I mean, it's an instant conversation because it's an instant connection. What I'm here to tell you today is that we have to go beyond that. We have to go beyond our comfort zones. We have to go beyond the women that we relate to or the women we are related to, you know, however you're going to do this. And we have to begin to have an understanding for the women that may be opposite of us, because that's where the judgment's going to come in, which doesn't help anything. That's where the disrespect is going to come in. That's where the negativity will come in. See, negativity will always have a place there, because the second that you don't identify her as your sister, your mother, or your child, there's not a connection there. You're not going to see her as yourself. Today I had to have a difficult conversation with a woman, and this is an older woman, a little older than I am, not old enough, maybe my mother's age, and she wasn't hearing me, not at all. And I had to look. I said, look, if you were my mother, I would stop you, and I would not allow you to move forward. Now, you're not my mother. You were my mother. I would stop you. So I'm stopping you. I told her, I said, don't fight me on this. I just made it real personal. If I'm not going to ask my mother to do this, I'm not going to ask you to do it. Period. I have to love you like I love my mother. And in loving you, I have to stop you. And at that point, because she had been arguing with me for 2 days now, and I'm like, woman, you're not going to beat me. You're not going to win. But until I made it personal like that, till I had to tell her, I'm thinking about you like I think about my own mother, and the answer is still no. Until it got to that point, she wasn't trying to hear me. I had to put on those goggles and see that. I have sisters. There's times when we get along, and there's times when we really don't. It's okay. But that allows me, having that sister connection, allows me to look at that next woman and find some respect for her. Find it. I swear, I do behavior health. I've seen some jacked up people. Some of them were women. I had to find a way to respect her. I had to find a way to respect her journey. And I don't have to like her. I don't have to like what she's doing, but I have to respect her, even in my correction of her, because I, Lord have mercy, I correct a lot of people. I don't hesitate to correct you. I correct my own self. All my accountability partners will be like, yes, she does. You know, I'm going to correct. If it's wrong, I'm going to correct it. I'm going to say it. I got to speak on it. I got to acknowledge it. This is wrong. This is correct. This is how you have to do it. But I can do even that respectfully. I hate these twerking videos. Y'all have heard me talk about this before. I hate these twerking videos, and hate the strong words. I hate what it does to, for the human body, especially for this female body, how it just takes it to a very base level. I hate seeing things that are private and are supposed to be shared in sacred places, in sacred ways, and you got it on the internet, baby. It bothers my spirit. But in respecting this woman, first thing I'd be like is, gosh, ain't nobody tell her? Don't nobody, she don't know? She don't know? I can't go and condemn, oh, she should know better. How? Can I guarantee that she should know better? Do I know her whole situation as to why she's doing this? Do I understand? Have I spent time studying her psyche? One. Have I spent time building her self-esteem? Two. Have I spent time setting the proper example for her? See, we got to be able to make it personal if we're going to be respectful. Get it personal. And until I can say I've done all those things, I cannot judge her. I can only want more for her. I'm not here to sympathize with her sorrow. I have to empathize with her. I have to be able to feel her feelings and then move forward from there. I don't know if she has self-esteem issues and this is her way of getting attention. I don't know and understand everything about this woman. So I have to be gentle in my approach, even though I hate what she's doing. I hate it. I don't want my son seeing all that, baby. I don't want to see it. And I definitely don't want my children seeing it. And I don't want the next woman's children to see it. You know, I'm sensitive about the children. Let the babies grow up slow. Good grief. Even though she's doing something that I despise, I can still respect her in my approach to this. I can still find a wonderful approach to how I'm handling her. I don't have to demonize her. Again, with the demonizing. We have got to find better ways to deal with each other and our shortcomings, because I promise you, you have a shortcoming. Unbelievable, I know. I know. You do. We all do. We all have places where we're shorter, and we might need a little help standing up. This is why I have accountability partners. This is why I have people I have to check in with. Was that too rough? Oh, okay. Did you hear that? Okay. This is why I have to spend time in prayer and meditation, so that I can make sure that I'm being guided the proper way. We all have shortcomings. It's okay. We're all looking to build and grow. It's okay. But this is part of the work that we have. We have to start to create the respect that we're looking for. And we have to teach others how to be respectful. I got a call that would like to speak. I want to hear from you. We are doing women in spirituality. This is a no-brainer right here, okay? This is a no-brainer. I want to hear it. I want to hear how it's dealing and working in your life. Let's spend some time on it. All right, hold on. Greetings over to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. Greetings, family. This is Mama Khadija, Mama K.
Hey.
I'm thoroughly enjoying this program tonight. And I could say a lot about women and spirituality, but my spirit is leading me to big up the women that have been instrumental in shaping and molding who I am as a spiritual person. So
Amen.
I first want to give honor and praise to my mother, who molded me from a baby to be who I am today.
Amen.
Rest in peace. My aunt Cornelia Muse, who taught me so much about mediumship and opened me up so lovingly and accepting,
Amen.
Accepting dealing with Egun, dealing with spirits, dealing with different traditions. Rest in
mm-hmm.
peace. My godmother, Efonyale Pamela Taylor, a lot of people know her as Mother Taylor,
mm-hmm.
so much about spirituality, so much about being a spiritual woman, so much about discipline, so much about dedication
Amen.
To one's Elay, one's temple. Rest in peace.
Amen.
My sister, Aina Olomo, who helped
mm.
me on my spiritual journey and was there for me and I was there for her. Rest in peace. One of my many mentors, Bia Alajoye Kiki Ifa, who came to Mother Eagle retreats and taught so much, taught me over the phone, taught me in person, shared so much, said some really harsh things to me when they needed to be said, and said some very mm-hmm. loving things to me when they needed to be said. Rest in peace.
Amen.
Ialosha Abiomi Lanloke, who was
mm-hmm.
the epitome of unconditional love. This woman was
oh.
so sweet. So sweet.
Oh, so sweet.
She worked my Egungun investigation, and I am forever grateful that our paths came together back in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful relationship. Rest in peace. And not lastly, because I have a whole list of women, but I want to big up my dear friend, Oshun Bumi, who continues
mm-hmm.
to give so much to me, to my family, and to others.
Mm-hmm.
She's, I think, been a priestess for like 53 years. She continues
yes.
to serve her community. She is, again, very sweet, very loving, and a master teacher. So I just wanted to big up these women that have molded me, shaped me, given me so much, and I just wanted to share that with others.
Amen, amen. But I can't, you know, I can't let you go with that. That's wonderful, and you know, I'm so glad that you gave that list, because all that information funnels down. I'm directly under that bottle, okay? So I got all the benefits, and to the point that, you know, the water ritual that we do when we're going out for the baptism, that is in honor of Mother Taylor, who is my mother's godmother. So many of those women in what we do now comes from their teachings. And so the name and the tradition is still being honored. But I can't let you go without asking you, you know, things have changed. Things have changed. I'm 51, I guess. Yeah, 51. Things have changed. Just in my 51 years, I've seen a change. What couple words would you give to women coming into spirituality now? Things are a little different. What would you say now to these women that are sparking an interest and like, hey, I see it, I feel it, but what does it mean for me to be a woman in spirituality?
Well, the very first thing that popped in my mind was hone in on your mothering skills.
Mm.
Because mother is the most important, whether you've given birth to the child or to a child or whatever. But mother is the prime example
Amen.
Of who it be as spiritual women. And I often tell my clients and people that come to me for readings and advice, when you're choosing your godparents, when you're choosing your godmother, look at their mothering skills, because how they mother their children is how they will mother you. So
Amen.
You can't have a mother that's flying off and going this place and that place and not taking care of her business with her children and expect her to take care of the business with you.
Amen.
So it's about really looking at the ultimate, looking at that mother, looking at the divine feminine and seeing what does this look like, and then emulating
Amen.
That. And that's
mm-hmm.
basically what I've done, and that's why I had to big up these sisters that have been in my life from birth up until the current time. These women were awesome, master teachers, loving, caring, disciplinarians.
Mm-hmm.
But they loved you. They cared about
Amen.
You. They wanted you to grow. And this is what, you know, I feel is very important. The whole respect piece, that's the bottom line, honor and respect.
Yes.
And if you don't do that with your own mother, if you have issues
yes.
with your own mother, please go back and try and come to some resolve about where you're going in that relationship, because that's
Amen.
Going to determine where you're going to go in your spiritual life. That's going to determine it.
Amen. Correct. I you are saying a lot, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, we're coming back from Tampa, and Yabumi was saying the same thing. She did a lot of speaking on the importance of women mothering children. It was quite incredible now, because I'm like, okay, yeah, I hear you. And I love hearing the stories and everything like that. But the undercurrent of that energy was about mothers and how they work with their children. And in fact, this weekend we had a number of mothers and daughters working together. We had mothers that were getting work done and their female children were there to watch them. We had female children that were getting work done and their mothers were there to watch them. We had adopted mothers and daughters working together. This whole, it was incredible, all the work that we were getting done and seeing the family dynamics coming in place. And so, you know, the family that prays together stays together, and that's what I was seeing. I was like, ooh, look at this right here. And so look at this daughter right here. Look at this mother setting these examples right here. And it was a beautiful, and we had a lot of men there in support. So it was a beautiful weekend for being that woman and seeing all these roles come into play. So there's something going on with the spiritual mother and the spiritual children. There's something
yes.
going on with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for sharing, because what you're saying is, we ain't done with the lesson.
That's what I'm hearing.
That's what I'm hearing. We not done with the lesson. So, and that's, look, we're not done until God calls us home. So we knew there was some more, but this is letting me know, you know, this is part of the truth. Thank you so much, Mother Khadija, and sharing not just the beautiful big ups to the women that have helped shape you, but thank you for sharing your knowledge with those that are coming in as well, because that's always a question. How do I know this is it? Well, you're going to have to look around and do a little research, dig a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So thank you so much for sharing.
Ashe.
Ashe. Yeah, and I have the pleasure of that long list of these very powerful, I mean, oak trees, redwoods. I mean, these are powerhouses. I got a chance to know all of them. And I might have been just a little squirt at the time, but I was a squirt that knew how to be quiet, sit still, and listen. And that's what I did. And so I got a lot of benefits from big oak trees and got to look and see, the kind of woman I want to be right here. That's the kind I want to be right there. And then I even take it a step further. I look at them, well, what kind of woman is this? All of them feisty. There were a couple sweetie sweets in there, but feisty, strong, no nonsense. I'm determined women. And I was like, oh, I like that. I like the way she said that. I like the way she handled herself. This is amazing. So, absolutely. I know another way. Look, I love to hear more. Press 1 if you want to share what has influenced you. What helped you to be the woman that you are now? You know, what are you striving for? You know, one thing that Mama Khadija said, and I believe in this with everything I have, she spoke about that setting an example. Now, this is something that I've heard all of my life, even when I was little, because I have younger sisters. And it was like, oh, you've got to set a good example. Your reputation is everything. Growing up, those were the two things that I heard so much. So much. And I'm like, I can't be this important. I cannot. And, you know, are you serious? Yes. Set a good example. Guard your reputation. Your reputation is formed from what you do, what you say. This is so important, family. I had somebody tell me, I was making my point, and I was like, well, this is why I cannot do this. It's not going to be allowed. I'm not doing it. No, no, no. And the person said to me, not knowing me well, nobody's going to know. Y'all know I was offended. Just wait till we start doing podcasts, and you can see how wide my mouth just dropped. Nobody's going to know. And my answer was, and everybody already knows what the answer is, God will know. And that ended the conversation. The person was like, okay, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. But really, that's how I feel. We have to set examples, and we have to be the stewards. We have to know that when we're stepping out, we're representing ourselves, our ancestry, our spiritual houses, you know, our station in life. We are representing our relationship with God. We're doing that. That's what we're doing every time we step out. I'm going to add something there. We're also representing our gender. Being around this masculine energy, having it in my home, everything, I see so much. Oh, that's what you women do. Oh, that must be a woman thing. I don't do that. And I hear this, and I'm sitting here like, oh, my God. Washing dishes is not a woman thing. You just don't do a good job, you know. We have to begin to, just like I asked Mother Khadija, I said, okay, things have changed. What's going on now? Even when it comes to representing spirituality and representing women now, 2023, what do we want to say? What's going to be influential? What are we trying to change? What are we trying to put in place? What are we, you know, are we going to put in place where when it was our time to leave, we did so with an iron fist? Is that really what you want? Do you want, oh, when it's our time to leave, that, you know, we're going to turn into the Amazons and just wipe the men out because they've irritated me? You know, what are you going to do? What type of woman are you going to be? And so these are the kind of questions that I hope everyone is spending time, because very soon it will be up to us. We will be the ones in that leadership position. How are you going to lead? I can tell you my way of leading. Words cannot explain how important it is that I set a proper example. I don't want to have to come to each person I meet and say, hey, do you know that God is good? Okay. All right, now go to the next person. Hey, do you know that God is good? I don't want to have to keep doing that. I want to show you by example that God is good. When I show up and I'm in my right mind and I have a good, healthy body and God has blessed me with beautiful, well-behaved, orderly children, when I want to show up, when you see these things, I want you to be like, wow, God is good. That's why that example is so important to me. I talk too much, Nella. I tell people, you know, hey, we're working on this. We're building that. I can't tell you something I'm not willing to do. I refuse to be a hypocrite. I refuse to be contradictory. I refuse. I'm not. Anything that I have got said it, Spirit told me, I got to listen, and I do. And I want you to see it. I want you to feel it. And I want you to know that when I tell you that I'm obedient to God, that's me. So we as women have got to get those morals. What are you going to stand on? When it comes to being a woman, what are you going to stand on? And don't tell me about equal pay. You don't like your pay? Go create your own business. Make your own job. I bet you they'll try to up your pay then, okay? The best thing I can tell you about not getting equal pay is create your own pay scale, all right? How about that? See, I'm not going to ask you to do something. I'm just going to make sure I don't have to ask you to do anything. So we have to start getting every third Thursday, I have a radio program with a female entrepreneur of the Islamic faith, and she comes and she drops golden nuggets and wisdom about how to run business, how to homeschool, how to move with these people in your full spiritual self, yet demand that they recognize you. Every third Thursday, been doing it for years. So that's not femininity. That's not womanhood. That's handling business. So I'm not going to talk about equal pay. I'll make my own. I promise you. These boys, Solomon is one, my oldest boy is one of the cleanest people I know. I mean, he drives me crazy. Cleanliness is not feminine or masculine. It's just one of the things you need to do. Wash dishes, bruh. Let's share in this whole idea of housework. Let's share in the idea of partnership. Let's share in the idea of making things happen together. So we're recreating a new idea of woman. We're creating that right now. A woman in spirituality, there are certain characteristics you should be able to look. When people see me, they don't have to listen to a radio program to know that I'm spiritual. It only takes 5 minutes of a conversation to know, oh, yeah, you're different. You're different. You're one of those. And when people say that, they never say, like, what those they're talking about. I just be like, yeah, okay. Your work, your actions, the way you operate should scream spiritual excellence. So I need the swear jar. You know, don't forget, Haiti, we hear you. We do our donations. Don't forget, we work. We need money to get to the water and have our big buffet like we always do. All that costs money, right? Right. Spiritual excellence operates without the cursing. spiritual excellence operates without the judgment. Spiritual excellence operates with love and compassion and kindness. That's how spiritual excellence works. And it's capable and achievable for everyone. I just happen to think that women set the example first and men respond. So if we're women in spirituality, that means even when it don't look like nobody around us is paying attention, we have to pay attention. Even when it looks like, you know, the men are not going to follow, I promise you they will. I promise you they will. And the ones that don't, we probably didn't need them in the first place. Small opinion. Spiritual excellence is achievable. We're going to be working March 22nd, devotions. We're going to be getting our prayer on. We're going to be cleansing our diet, cleansing our spirituality, cleansing that tongue. We're going to be watching our movements. We're not going to allow other people to cook our food. We're going to cook our own food that month, a whole month. We're not going to have the soda. We're not going to have the cursing. We're not going to have a whole month, 1 month out of 12. 1 month, we're going to be dedicating our mind, body, and spirit to having even a closer walk with God and making sure we're doing those things that are godly. That is spiritual excellence. And we're leading the pack. So I really hope everybody takes a little time to sit back and think about what it means to be a woman in spirituality. In, that's very important, okay? Very important. I want it to be real lifetime. Not, oh, when I get 50, I'm going to settle down. No, 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 like right now. You don't have to wait till you're 50. Do it now. You don't have to wait until, well, when I'm not working this job and so many hours, bump them hours. If you don't get your prayer life strong, if you don't get your spirituality strong, you're not going to have the strength to do that. I want to make sure that the next generation, when they do this program, that my name is mentioned. When I've transitioned, when my words are not lies, when you're reading books or whatever, I want my name mentioned as someone who was a great influence to them, someone who led and made an example of spiritual excellence. I want to make sure that I have left behind deep enough footsteps for you to be able to see where safe passage is. I'm willing to fight up against this current oppressive state so that my daughters-in-law, so that my female children and grandchildren and godchildren will have an easier road. I'm willing to do it. So this is who we are. This is my goals. This is what I'm working on every single day. I don't take holidays from being a fantastic, phenomenal African-American woman. And I'm willing to stand with any other woman who is willing to show and display spiritual excellence. Picture for today is all these beautiful multicolored hands coming together to form a perfect little circle. And I have lots of pictures to choose from. I was looking, and I was like, no, it's International Women's Day. And that is an opportunity for us, no matter where we come from, to begin to open our eyes to the idea of women. This is a program to open your eyes in women in spirituality. So allow this day to be a full day. Get everything you can from it. Give it all the credit that you need. And write yourself into your own history book. I am. have full plans on it. Write yourself into your history book. Write yourself into being this phenomenal person to all of those around you. Kind and gentle in the way that you operate so that people can receive it, you know? So moving into the prayer portion, I usually say 10 minutes at least, but today's spirit was like, We need more time. We need more time to share what spirituality is and how women have held it on their back and how we will soon be those women and how I plan on holding mine with all the strength I have. We move into prayer portion. Don't let this be the last prayer you hear until the next prayer spot. Make a prayer. You know, it starts off with words, and then you begin to move your heart into it and your soul and your spirit, and then it becomes more than just words, okay? Allow it to mean something to you. Make a prayer for someone else. You know, pick one day a week where you say, hey, I'm going to expand my prayers to include someone who may need it, that I can see them struggling. I can see them going through it. Let me add that, okay? Father, Mother, God, today I submit myself unto you. Today I allow myself to see and feel the strength of God. Today I allow my own worries to fall to the side and understanding that God is so much stronger than me. Carry them. Today I ask for forgiveness for the times and places and spaces where I was not operating at my highest. Today I ask for blessings and strength so that I can continue this path that I walk for myself, for others. Today I ask for gentleness, others, and for others as we try to go through this journey of 2023. I ask for the protection of all women. I ask for the protection of our physical selves. I ask for the strength to continue bearing children, the heavy job of bearing children, bringing children into this world, those things that women do. I ask for that every mother have blessings upon her for her voluntary work that she does, the voluntary job of mothering, the job of caring for others, building with others, creating space for others, extending love to others. God, I thank you for all that has come into my life personally. God, I thank you for my beautiful children that helped remind me about the balance of feminine and masculine. I thank you for the beauty of love and all the love that I have received from these strong women in spirituality. I thank God for the women that have transitioned already, that look for me from heaven. Thank God for the women that are here, that stand in shoulder to shoulder in sisterhood with me. I am thankful, God, for the women that are coming under me, that are using my tutelage. I'm thankful for them, for they keep me strong and they keep me on my toes. God, I want to just thank you for setting up this life the way that you have. I am appreciative. Amen.